Thank you for joining me for the Amen Spiritual Recovery newsletter for November 2020. So, dear brothers and sisters, I hope this month's newsletters find you in good health and spirits. In the first part of the newsletter, I like to shine the light on what is causing so much pain and conflict in our lives today. The Gnostic Gospel of Thomas refers to it as the enemy of life. It is also known as the separation of self from spirit, the ego. In the 12-step programs, ego is an acronym for easing God out. We all have egos, and it helps develop our personality. Ego is a part of us. It's not a bad thing. I'm not saying to dissolve the ego. When our ego acts from a place of separation of who we are, the ego becomes the enemy. Who we think we are for each of us may be slightly different, but the essence for all of us in some way is we are part and parcel of God. We are the light that shines in this world. Part of the personality that we came into this world with is our ego. It helps develop us in our own individual way. When ego separates from the whole, that part of God, the light, and begins to act outside the spiritual laws, yama, niyama in the East, the Ten Commandments in the West, is when the separation occurs. The ego begins to tell the mind, I know better than these ancient teachings, and that I am in charge. Well, in the East, it's called Maya. In the West, it's called sin. It's the essence, it's the sense of separating ourselves from our spirit and beginning of completely identifying ourselves with the body, mind unit. The enemy is beginning to take control. It sometimes starts very innocently with things of real importance, but then those very things become more important than who is in control, the source of everything. The one who keeps the cosmos in order can undoubtedly keep our planet in order. Vigilance and discretion are needed now more than ever. What we put our mind on, we become. We can't control the mind, but we can influence it with what we take in. And what are we taking into our consciousness? Who are we putting our faith in? Source or secular teachings and or the media that feeds the ego of separation? Which one unites us and brings peace? Which one divides us? One will have us believe that our brothers and sisters and countrymen are our enemies. One allows us to have our own opinion and view of how things are seen from each of our own perspectives or individuality. Our ego becomes the enemy when we let in the sense of separation, the illusion, the pretense of our puffed up self-image that takes over, and we forget that we are the light. We are part and parcel of God. The enemy of life fools us into thinking that we are merely our bodies and our only identity is solely with those designations of the body. I am black or white, male or female, American or Canadian. This thinking is the real enemy of life. The house, our body, can be anything, but the house, indweller, is the same for all of us, the eternal spirit, soul. A saint has told me unity of social order or state is a mere caricature of the authentic unity and harmony of self and spirit. Social unity can create perhaps unity, but not true brothers and sisters of spiritual kinship. So, at the end of the month, have a happy Thanksgiving. And giving thanks to all we have will promote more peace and happiness in our lives. Thank God. God bless.